Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Well, good day. This is Steve Clark, and this is the Daily Inspiration for the 21st. We've been going through the book of 2 Timothy. We haven't gotten real far. We're in chapter 2. And I think I ended with those two verses yesterday that the Apostle Paul was telling Timothy to be a good soldier, to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And it's important for us to do the same. And as I mentioned last time, that we are not in a, this isn't a time of a playground. This is a time of battle. We have an enemy who wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy our families. He wants to destroy our churches. And he's trying to do whatever he can. And we have a battle to fight. And the Apostle Paul tells Timothy, because he recognized that battle, that he's to endure hardness as a good soldier. And then he says, no man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And to be entangled with the affairs of this life, the way I look at that is that it's not just eating to live, or it's not just working to live and those kind of things, but it's being part of this world. It's being, it's, you know, like having a such a strong desire to just please ourselves and to do what is, you know, makes us comfortable and makes us happy and those kind of things, instead of, and building our own kingdom instead of building the kingdom of God. And so that would be entangling ourselves with the affairs of this life, being a workaholic and just making more money so we can buy some new thing or a new farm or whatever. But it says here that no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Has Jesus Christ chosen you to be a soldier, to be a Christian? Has he chosen you to follow him? Has he called you? Has he knocked on your door? Have you responded? Are you enduring hardness as a good soldier and not entangling yourself with the affairs of this life? Well, Paul goes on to a different illustration. That one was about a soldier. The next one is about an athlete. It says, and if a man or an athlete also strive for masteries. You know, he's running a race, or he's doing something for a mastery, for a prize, for a reward, some sort of a trophy or something like that. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. So here we have a picture of an athlete that he's not going to win the race. He's not going to get his prize or whatever if he does it wrongly, if he doesn't obey the rules, if he doesn't follow what the race is set up to do. You know, if he's cutting corners, or he's doing something different, taking drugs or whatever it is to be, or stimulants or whatever, steroids, I guess what I was thinking, you know, he doesn't get his crown. He doesn't get the mastery. In fact, people have been, have won, and then that's been stripped away from them because they didn't strive lawfully. Well, I think the picture here is God's telling us, through the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul says that unless a man strive lawfully, he's not going to be crowned. And I think he's talking about how there's rules, there's things that we are to do as Christians. And if we are not doing what is right, if we're not obeying God, we're going to also suffer the consequence of our actions, of what we're doing. Some of the things that we have as commandments would be, or of these rules that we're to do with as in Christian service, would be to practice self-discipline, not be gluttons, not be covetous, not fight with carnal weapons, to not to divorce and remarry. He must keep himself pure, a pure mind and a pure body. He must not strive but be patient. Many other commandments, but these are just a few to get our minds thinking. We need to strive lawfully, otherwise we're not going to be crowned. And then it goes on to another illustration, and this is about a farmer. It says, the husbandman that laboreth must be first, be first partaker of the fruits. So this farmer, he's going to go and eat what he's growing. He's going to be partakers of the fruit. And there's many different ways maybe we could take this passage. I kind of think that maybe it's talking about that we need to live up to what we are preaching, what we are saying, what we're trying to put on, that there's no hypocrisy. We must be partakers of the message that we're wanting to portray to others about the Christian life. And then he says in verse 7, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. So he's telling him to consider it, and that the Lord, not just, read it through once, but consider it. Think about the example of a son. Think about the example of a soldier. Think about the example of an athlete and of a husbandman, and ponder these things, consider these things, and the Lord will give thee understanding in all things. Verse 8 says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, according to my gospel. So here Paul raises up the highest standard, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, the greatest example, the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, according to my gospel. Wherefore I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. So Paul was faithful to preach the word of God, and he preached the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, as Jesus also said, for the joy that was set before me, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And the Apostle Paul says he endures all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. How are they going to hear the gospel unless there's a preacher? Who's going to preach unless someone be sent, someone go? That's what he's saying here, that he knows that the word of God is able to save souls, and so he's going out and preaching the word of God, and that's what's got him in prison. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Verse 14, of these things put them in remembrance, charging, the people that he's talking to in remembrance of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So here he gives another example of a workman, or somebody who is maybe a student in this case. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I think it's very important for us to study God's word, to get it in our hearts, not just hear it once on Sunday or something like that, but every day reading God's word, putting it in our hearts, meditating upon it, thinking about it. And then he gives some more instruction to Timothy. He says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, or like a cancer, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And that's what I wanted to end with today, is let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. God calls us to a high standard. We have been saved. If we're saved, we've been saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, through faith in him. But then he tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. He says to be holy, for I am holy. And he says here, let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So that's my encouragement to us today. Let's live our lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's obey his commands. Let's be like the athlete that obeys and wins the race. And let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So God bless you today. I hope you have a wonderful day, and Lord willing, we'll continue on in verse 20, chapter 2, verse 20 tomorrow. Thank you. Bye.